Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Red Men Bite Size. It's Tuesday the 6th of February 2024. Got a few news stories for you today. So first of all, Dominic Szoboszlai, as is the title of this podcast, is set to miss the Carabao Cup final. We'll be talking about Salah and his return and a potential transfer of Mohamed Salah as well. Talking a little bit about the Anfield Road stand and a potential right winger that Liverpool could be interested in the future. So I'm going to start off with the news that Dominic Szoboszlai could miss 4 weeks with a new injury. There is an update to this story, so don't take it as gospel just yet. But, you know, earlier on today, Dominic Szoboszlai could face another month on the sidelines after a reoccurrence of his hamstring injury sustained earlier this year. Liverpool's number eight was absent from the matchday squad that fell to defeat Arsenal just days after making his return to the starting lineup against Chelsea. Midfielder had missed four games due to a hamstring injury sustained against Newcastle, only made his return off the bench against Norwich. Szoboszlai's setback is a significant one for the Reds, as reports in Hungary, as per Index state, the people of Liverpool are expecting a recovery attack of 3 to 4 weeks. Now, since then, Liverpool journalist Ben Boxack said, according to my understanding, Dom Szoboszlai's injury is not as bad as reported in Hungarian media. The club will be careful with his recovery, but from what I understand, he won't miss 3 to 4 weeks. So, we've had another update since then as well from Ian Doyle. So, I'm just going to pull that tweet up now as well. So what Ian, chief Liverpool writer at the Liverpool Echo, has said is, bit of confusion over Dom Szoboszlai's injury absence. Hungarian outlet that hinted up to a month last night has since backtracked a bit and said time out is yet to be determined. Liverpool have yet to put any time scale on it. But if it was the 3 to 4 weeks, he would miss Burnley at home, Brentford away and Luton at home in the Premier League, the Carabao Cup final at Wembley on the 25th of Feb, a potential FA Cup tie between either Watford or Southampton, and the Premier League game against Nottingham Forest away from home on March the 2nd. If it's the worst timescale of 4 weeks, he'd still potentially be in line to come back against Manchester City on the 10th of March. But the really sort of interesting thing for me with all of this is, how will Liverpool's midfield look in the next few weeks? Because I think there are genuine concerns from a lot of Liverpool fans about Ryan Gravenberch and what his input and impact has been in on games of football that he's featured in. Now, with Endo coming back this week, back to training yesterday with the lads, could he be in line to start against Burnley? Could McAllister move into one of the advanced eights and play maybe alongside Kurt Jones? Or will McAllister play because he's been playing really, really well over the last few weeks, and maybe Harvey Elliott comes in? Or will Jürgen stick to his guns and continue to play Ryan Gravenberch? Now, I would be interested in seeing an Endo slash McAllister slash Kurt Jones midfield, but I don't feel like Burnley's the team that you need or would want that in. Maybe actually I would have been more interested in that against Arsenal, if that was at all a possibility. Of course, we know it wasn't. But that's the type of game, if you get me, that I would potentially look at an Endo, McAllister, Kurt Jones one if Szoboszlai is missing. Burnley, Brentford, Luton and Forest in terms of league games, and Chelsea. probably one of those games, maybe two. Brentford and Chelsea would be the two games that I'm looking at there thinking, actually, I kind of like the sound of an Endo, McAllister, Jones midfield three. And I do sort of think, obviously, you know, McAllister, I think, judging by the number that he wears on his back, the number 10, he probably wasn't supposed to be a number six. But he's been playing so well there equally that, you know, we've got some real big performances with him there, not least against Chelsea, but Dom Szoboszlai was a big part of that because of his willingness to try and press and counter-press and get the ball back and work hard and cover for, you know, right-backs and right-wingers and centre-halves. He's everywhere on the football field, and yet he's still so clever that he's able to find space between the opposition's defensive and midfield line, isn't he? Something that I think he's a little bit better at that than Ryan Gravenberch, for example. My gut feeling would be McAllister, Elliott, Jones for the game at the weekend against Burnley this early on. But I'll tell you who else is in contention for this game, or he's putting himself in contention for this game. That's none other than Mohamed Salah. Obviously, our main man, our star, our superstar, our goal getter, assist maker, wonder player. He is fighting tooth and nail to be back into the squad, apparently. He's obviously sidelined with a hamstring injury at the moment, but positive updates on a daily basis. You know, late Monday night, he was posting pictures on Instagram of himself working at what would be the world's greatest home gym, if that is, in fact, at home. I mean, that's mental. You can't see the pictures, but you can check it out on his Instagram or on thisisanfield.com. They've done a piece with the photos on there if they've gone already. He's fighting tooth and nail. Like, obviously, Jürgen said before the Chelsea game to the press, he's not ready for this game, not ready for the next game, which would have been Arsenal, and then not, which would technically rule him out of Burnley. But he's back at the Axe, he's doing running, he's working hard, he's proving, like he always does, that he's fighting tooth and nail to get back into this Liverpool side. It's what we expect from Mo Salah. He doesn't like missing games of football. He doesn't like sitting out games of football when he's fit, and he certainly won't like sitting them out because he's injured. So he is doing everything he can, as we would fully expect, to get back into this side and put a marker down, even though Liverpool have done incredibly well without him, barring the Arsenal result, of course. We miss Mo Salah, I think it's fair to say.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Next story is actually about him as well, and there's Saudi interest again in Mo Salah. This time, according to Sport, Al Hilal would be prepared to pay $100 million for his services, plus between $25 million and $50 million in add-ons. I've actually got the translated website here, and it's class. So Liverpool is tracking the forward market to supply the eventual departure of Mo Salah bound for Saudi Arabia, says Sport. The Saudi League already tempted the Egyptian international last summer through Al Ittihad, the club that took over the services of Benzema, put an offer of $200 million to Liverpool on the table, but Salah decided to continue defending the network. okay, sounds, continue playing for Liverpool would have sufficed. The announced goodbye of his technician, Jurgen Klopp, means everything has changed and Salah would now consider the succulent Saudi adventure. Offers will not be missing and it's already been leaked that Al Hilal and Neymar would be willing to pay 100 million fixed, to which he would add between 25 and 50 million in variables. Again, I just don't see that this is going to be where Salah ends up next after Liverpool this season, certainly. I understand that, you know, Jurgen Klopp leaving will change things. It's changed things for me. I'm sure it's changed things for you, the listener, as well. Because, you know, this is a modern day Shankly who's announced that he'll be leaving Liverpool Football Club. It's the biggest news that we've had in the last 9.5 years, of course. And it's absolutely gutting, and it will change things for Mo Salah, but Mo Salah going to Saudi Arabia when the Saudi Arabian project looks absolutely garbage. You know, when you've seen Jordan Henderson go over there and move after a few months for putting his entire reputation on the line and then backtracking. I mean, this isn't something that I think other players will be gravitating towards now, unless it is money, and that doesn't come across like Mo Salah to me. Mo Salah wants to win things. He wants to prove that he's the best that there is. He wants to prove that he can win major honours and major individual honours and stuff like that. I just don't see that he's going to be able to do that at Al Hilal and Neymar. It's always going to be waiting for him because of his background. They're always going to want Mo Salah at some point, but while you've got a chance to win the big trophies in European football, I can't see him being anywhere else. And Liverpool Football Club right now is the best place for Mo Salah. Whether that's the case next season and beyond, who knows? But I still don't see him going to play in front of 600 people in Saudi Arabia anytime soon and training in what would be worse conditions than his home gym in Liverpool. Just saying. Anyway, news broke yesterday that Liverpool's biggest home league crowd in their history could happen this weekend when Burnley visit Anfield. The upper tier of the redeveloped Anfield Road Stand will be fully open, boosting capacity to 60,000. So an extra 3,000 seats are on sale today, Tuesday the 6th of February. And those tickets will be sold on a match-by-match basis. So if you have been trying to get Liverpool tickets for a long time, now might be your best chance, if you've got a membership, to get on there and get yourself a Liverpool ticket in the Anfield Road Stand because of the extra 3,000 capacity. Final story of the day. Liverpool, according to the director, have a concrete interest in signing PSV Eindhoven's Johan Bakayoko. He operates on the right. He's managed 6 goals and 13 assists in 33 games this season, and it's drawing the attention of top European clubs, including Liverpool. Paris Saint-Germain and Bayern Munich have also been credited with an interest in the Belgian international, who right now is just about 70 days shy of being 21 years old, so he's late in his 20th year. We looked at his stats a few weeks ago when we did me and Josh did a deep dive, and we sort of tried to scout potential long-term successes for Mo Salah, and he was one of the players that came up, like in terms of progressive carry, successful take-ons, touches in the attack and penalty area, progressive passes received, assists, all like top 1 or 2 percentile, gets a lot of shots off, top 3 percentile, based on similar players from similar leagues as well. So certainly one to keep an eye on, although I do not know quite whether Liverpool will be looking for signings right now. Obviously, normally you would be looking at summer signings, but with a new manager probably coming in, and definitely coming in, and a new director of football coming in, it seems a bit strange whether you'd wait for a director of football. But if Liverpool are doing Moneyball signings, there's an opportunity to get a good player in at a good price. Maybe Liverpool will try and do that. That has been Bite Size for Tuesday the 6th of February. I've been Chris Pajak. Thank you very much for listening and supporting the channel as always, and I'll see you next time. Ciao.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.